Golf Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Travelers. Travelers, it's better under the umbrella. And by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is open and ready to welcome you back. World-class courses, celebrated links, spectacular scenery, rich culture, and the warmest of welcomes await. Now is the time to get back to the things that matter most. Now is the time for Ireland. Press the green button and start planning at ireland.com/golf. Welcome back to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori, and it is my pleasure to welcome in Max Tagasella, who is an adaptive athlete. Welcome to Sports Interview.
Hi, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
First of all, how did you become a T12 paraplegic?
So I became paralyzed 2 years ago on February 19th of 2022. It was during my senior year in high school, and me and my buddies, we decided to go on a ski trip. And we went up to Sun Valley, Idaho. And basically the first day, first run, I was surprised by bumps and ice, and I tried stopping really quick. And then I ejected from my skis. I landed weird on my back. And basically that first impact on the ground, I instantly came paralyzed. So I had no feeling in my legs or no movement. And when the ski patrol came and said, "Hey, are you all right?" and stuff, I was like, "Yeah." And they were asking me, "Can you feel and can you move?" And I was like, "No, I can't move or feel anything." So,
wow, that is intense. I'm so sorry about that. But you're smiling. Every time I've talked to you, you've always had such a positive attitude.
Yeah. I've looked at it like you have two choices in life, to either be mad and angry and blame other people, blaming God, or you can choose to be happy and accept what happened to you and move on. And so I've accepted it and moved on from it.
So now what does T12 mean, paraplegic?
So T12 is on my spine. There's a bunch of vertebrae and there are a ton, and I'm around the T12, which is around my belly button. So my belly button and down, I have no feeling. And that's where my break is the T12.
So how have you been able to adjust? You're a young man, always very athletic, it sounds like, up until this point, and continuing with your athleticism, it just in a whole different light now.
Yeah, I think for how active I was before, and when this happened to me, I wanted to stay active. And so I wanted to push my limits and go out and golf again and ski again as soon as I can. And I had that motivation to get out of the house and kind of get out of the wheelchair a little bit was kind of my motivation.
Now, did you golf before this accident?
I did. I've been golfing since I was 3 years old.
Oh, wow. And what kind of golfer were you when you were before the accident?
I was a scratch handicap golfer before. I was actually going to go, I was on my way to play college golf during my senior year. I committed to play for this college in Wyoming called Central Wyoming University. And then my ski accident happened, so I could no longer play in college golf.
But you are playing adaptive tournaments, and you won the U.S. Adaptive Open in Pinehurst in 2023 in the seeded category. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. Talk about that experience.
Oh, it was an amazing experience. For me, just being fairly injured, newly injured, and seeing all these other adaptive athletes and the accommodations that they had to make to swing the golf club was pretty cool to witness. And then to go out there and to win it was even better. It was just a little bonus that I was super appreciative after it all happened.
So now you won this seeded category at the U.S. Adaptive Open last year using a VertiCat.
Yes.
And this whole show, we've been talking about the extraordinary VertiCat. And it's really emerged as this breakthrough in mobility assistance with stability, power, speed, and easy adjustability. So talk a little bit about you and the VertiCat.
So I got introduced to the VertiCat about 2 weeks before the Adaptive Open, and I flew out to Minnesota where they're manufactured, and I met the owners. I met Anthony again off, and then he showed me the VertiCat, and I tried golfing in it. And the first time I golfed in it, I was like, whoa. I was mostly surprised about the power and the speed that it had. I was like, I think I could play every golf course, any golf course, with either how many hills or however how far it is. I think I could play it in this machine. Where when I've tried other machines, that it just doesn't seem like it would fit for every golf course. But the VertiCat seems like it could play any golf course, which was pretty huge for me.
So now you were using other machines before this?
Yes, I used the Paragolfer before.
Right. And how does the VertiCat compare to that? What improvements are in the VertiCat?
Some improvements that they've made is the adjustability. It can adjust super quick and easily to any height anyone is and the weight and stuff like that. The speed and the power, like I said, the battery life. But my swing didn't change too much. The foot plate did get wider on the VertiCat, which was it was actually pretty nice because my balance was a little bit better because I had a wider stance. Where in the Paragolfer, your feet are together, so you're kind of more top heavy. So it was kind of nicer to have that feature with the VertiCat.
So, how has it impacted your life on and off the course, would you say?
It's been great. I mean, I'm lucky enough to have the VertiCat just to stand every day, where some people in wheelchairs, they can't stand and hug their parents or their wife or their husband, where I can stand up and give my mom and dad a hug and stuff like that. It's something that people don't realize that they don't appreciate, I would say.
Right. And Anthony Netto, when I was talking with him, co-founder of the VertiCat, was also talking about how that circulation of standing up and being supported in this vehicle is so important. You know, the golf is great to be able to use it playing golf, but just to stand up and get that the movement in your body, right? It's from a health perspective, it's so crucial.
Yeah, it's a big relief on my back too. The pain in my back from sitting all day. And when I stand up, I feel just that pain release. And I think it's really beneficial for people's health.
So, are you using it this year? Tell me about your upcoming schedule and what your expectations and hopes are for your golf season.
I got an adaptive tournament in Scottsdale, and hoping to win that one. That one's kind of just to help me prepare for the next adaptive open that's going to be held in Kansas, at Station Creek Golf Course, July 8th through the 12th. So, and I'm going to go back and try to defend my title and yeah.
It's coming up. It's July 8th through 10th, the US Adaptive Open. It was in Pinehurst the first couple of years, and now it's out on the other side of the country in Kansas.
Yep.
And you grew up in Utah. So how did you get to be such a great golfer when, you're skiing most of the year?
I think it's a good time for me to take a little break from golf, to go out and ski and do something a little bit different, try new things. And it's helped me a little bit to take that little break, but still hitting the golf club at least once a week, going to the indoor facility that I have connections with here in Utah. So
Oh, so you can practice indoors, obviously, year round, so that you can keep your game up when when it is snowing in
starts, yeah.
Utah. Right. So I understand you're newly engaged. Congratulations. Tell me about your fiance.
Thank you. Me and my fiance, we met at college, actually, our first year. We had a communications class together and we were put into a small group. And I asked her out on a date and we dated for a year and a half. And then I just proposed last March, and so she said yes, and we're planning on getting married on in December. So
Well, congratulations. Do you have the spot picked out for the wedding?
yeah, just a venue here in Utah, in northern Utah. So
It must be beautiful there.
yeah.
What is your favorite golf course to
Ooh,
play?
my favorite golf course. Oh, that's tough. If it's here in Utah, I would say it's Black Desert, the new one that just barely got open, that the PGA just announced that they're going to be having an event there. I
Sure,
play.
I've heard of Black Desert.
Yeah, I just barely played there last month, and the views were crazy, and it was amazing. And I think my number one would probably be Torrey Pines, the North Course. So, yeah.
You get around.
Yep.
Good for you, Max. So, how can other people in similar situations kind of connect with VertiCat? Do you educate other people about this vehicle? I mean, how would they know about this really innovative vehicle?
So I post on social media, on Instagram mostly. I have a VertiCat page for them, and I post content of tutorial videos, me playing golf, me doing other stuff, just showing off the VertiCat. And then on my personal Instagram account, I just post mostly just straight golf content of me playing golf in it and showing off like that wheelchair people can play golf and compete against other able-bodied players too, which is pretty amazing. And both of those you can find just on VertiCat. If you search VertiCat on Instagram, and then my personal account, which is just MadMax42. I've been building that brand for about 2 years, just since my accident, showing that people in wheelchair can do anything and that I didn't let this accident destroy me or slow me down. I show that I learned from it and I can move on from trials like that.
That is such an important message. So on Instagram, you're at MadMax42.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I saw you have a great following, and I just think that message is so crucial to get out. How have you managed to maintain this positivity? I mean, we talked a little bit about it, before you can choose, to be negative or you can choose to be positive, but you must have some deep inner strength to be able to be always so positive, right? Or maybe you have some bad days. Who knows?
Well, obviously everyone's going to have bad days, but it's also how you respond to those bad days. It's like I said, you have two choices to make. But also, I have a huge support system with my fiance always being there for me and my family, especially during when I had my accident, and the community around here in northern Utah. The Utah home builders actually built an addition to our house to accommodate for me and for my wheelchair to fit around the kitchen area and my bathroom and the bedroom. So that was it's pretty amazing to have that. I made that community come together for me, and it makes me just feel a lot better and not have to worry so much. So it was a lot easier to be positive when I had these amazing people around me.
Sounds like the community there is just incredible. What great support. Very, very uplifting and inspirational. And of course, the VertiCat community has also been very supportive of your tournaments and of your schedule, right?
Yes, they do a lot for me, and I appreciate them so much. They have driven over 24 hours to come watch me play and to bring me a VertiCat to play in, so I don't have to worry about traveling with my own. They want the best for me, and I want the best for them. So, yeah.
Well, Max, continued success. You're a real delight to meet and to talk to, and your message is so important. So continue to spread your positivity and your inspiration, and all the best with your VertiCat and just continued success. It's such a pleasure to get to know you.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to meet you too.
Thank you so much. Thanks for being on Sports Interview.
Thank you.
Golf Interview with Ann Liguori is brought to you by Travelers. Travelers, it's better under the umbrella. and by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is open and ready to welcome you back. World-class courses, celebrated links, spectacular scenery, rich culture, and the warmest of welcomes await. Now is the time to get back to the things that matter most. Now is the time for Ireland. Press the green button and start planning at ireland.com/golf.